2CH.
Cooking
with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. Now, I'm sorry if I sound a bit husky, but I've had a terrible cold.
Okay, sorry about that. Now, first of all, the bake-off. Did you see it?
I did. I was very impressed with some of those cakes. I thought there was a really stunning, very colourful rainbow cake, which I imagine most kids would just adore. I know the winner last week was Maria with her raspberry white chocolate cake, which they kept saying had the best flavour. Anyway, tonight they're going to be doing pies, but the most sensational cake of all was the one that was at the Channel 9 launch, and I don't think anyone saw it. No one on, you know, watching television that night saw it. It was actually made by the sister of a very good friend of mine. Her name's Miran Holder, and she's from Melbourne. And it was a five-layered cake. Absolutely stunning. I actually have a photo of it on my Facebook page. You really need to have a look at it to see it. I don't know how you cut into it because of all these layers, but at the top there's a cupcake with a cherry on the top, and then there's a slice of cake, and there's one that looks a bit like a drum, and there are all these little figures climbing over the cakes on the various layers. It's really, really magnificent. And I don't know why she wasn't one of the competitors, actually. She would have won, I must say.
It's on your website.
Yeah, the photo's on Sheridan Rogers' Facebook page. Actually, I'll put it on my website as well so people can see it there. I'll put it up today.
Now, look, also Italy, you've heard that they're looking at coming. Oh, you talked about it when you came back from New York.
Yes, well, even when I was in New York, I kept saying, we really need an Italy in Sydney. It's sort of a version of Fratelli Fresh on steroids, Fratelli Fresh being out there in Dank Street and also in Potts Point. Most stunning Italian food emporium. And I kept thinking, we really need this in Sydney. And then today, I think, in the Herald, there's something saying that they've been out here scouting around looking for places to buy, and they're going to put an eatery in Sydney.
Yes, well, we look forward to that if it happens.
The next thing will be my prediction, will be the Hill Country Texan Barbecue, which is also absolutely sensational. We don't have anything like that in Sydney, and I think we need one of those as well.
Okay, we'll watch for that. Now, what about this business about Coles, Woolworths and sourdough bread?
Well, that also was astonishing to me, because at the weekend a friend of mine bought a loaf of... a loaf of sourdough bread from Coles supermarket. It only cost $3, and I was rather wary. It didn't smell to me like sourdough, and it didn't have the heaviness that sourdough has. And then I saw this article in the Melbourne Age about the way that the supermarkets are mislabeling sourdough breads. So, I mean, who's surprised? They're mislabeling everything. So be very careful when you go to Coles or Woolworths. Don't be fooled. I doubt that they're really selling genuine sourdough, because a genuine sourdough, a starter, you know, can be at least a decade old, 10 to 20 years old, in fact, and they just take small pieces of it each time and use that as a starter for the dough, for the breads.
And the real price is about $6, $6.50, I believe.
Yes, a proper sourdough is going to cost you at least $6 to $8.
Okay.
Now, I'm very sorry about my cough.
That's all right.
I've actually put a recipe up on my webpage today for a delicious vegetable and bean soup, which you serve with toasted sourdough. So make sure you look for the proper sourdough.
And it's on your website?
Yes, SheridanRogers.com.au. A perfect soup for these cold winter days.
Absolutely. Good luck with your health,
yes.
And talk to you
Thank
next
you.
Week.
Okay. Bye. Bye.